Well, welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-County. With me today, I have an old friend. Of course, a lot of my friends are old because maybe I'm old. I don't know. But good friend, I welcome Rick Edwards. Welcome, Rick.
Well, Chris, thanks for having me in today. I really appreciate it.
Yes. Rick, we go way back. Way back. Yes.
Riding on the river.
Riding on the river and the boats. But do you remember... Remember that motorcycle? You're in the motorcycle business. You've been in a bunch of different businesses.
Yes, yes, yes.
Bought that motorcycle from you. Went on a 30-day trip out east. Woo, boy. That was 3,400 miles. Hard to believe, but I made it back. I got home. I never rode that bike more than 100 miles after that.
Well, motorcycles are something that I get reminded of quite often of people that I run into. Oh, Rick, you know... How come you're not in the bike business still? You know, we really miss you. And, of course, things change and we move on in our lives. And, you know, I still have a bike to this day. And
of course you do. You're going to have a bike for sure.
But the fact is I actually haven't had it out for 10 years. It sits in my garage as a trophy, I guess, at the moment.
Now, Rick, of course, you've recently opened up the Terrapin Pizza. Or Terrapin Place Pizza, all roads lead to Terrapin, and opened that up. Great place, been there many times. But before we get into that, let's go back a little bit and talk about a history of Rick Edwards. Okay, you come from a long line of businessmen here in Jerseyville and businesswomen. You know, the behind every good man is a woman. So your grandpa.
Dan Edwards, Dan T. Edwards and Son is what it became. But in the day, it was Dan T. Edwards. He came to Jerseyville during the late 20s, bought a house just down from the Moose that everybody knows used to exist on Pearl Street, and opened up a Western Auto store. And over time, became the oldest privately owned Western Auto store ever.
I'll be darned. Ever.
Ever.
My goodness. And how long did that store exist there?
Over 58 years. 50. And yeah. So it was, you know, he actually started some of the first financing. You know, he had 30, 60, 90-day accounts.
Oh, okay.
And just for example, Al Wall told me one time, he goes, you know, I would never had a bicycle had it not been for your grandfather, because he worked out a deal where, you know, he knew my family and he knew that I could probably afford 50 cents a week or something. So by golly, he made a deal with me, and Al said I came in and paid him 50 cents a week. And sure enough, I bought myself a bicycle. And other people didn't have tires back then during the Depression. You know,
right.
A lot of things, you know, were held back during the wartime. And, you know, he helped facilitate people to get their refrigerator, their washer, the battery for their car.
Yeah, Western Auto covered everything.
It was kind of like the Walmart of the day.
Yeah, it was. Now, your dad worked there and ran it.
Yes.
Also, and then I'm sure you worked there some.
Yes, I did. I swept floors when I was 11 years old there and built bikes in the basement for 25 cents a piece.
So in your business career, though, you worked there, and then what? What was your next?
My next thing from there is Tom and Dan had been, Honda came in, and they had gotten a hold of some Bridgestone motorcycles, and all of a sudden Honda said, well, why don't you put Hondas in here?
Yeah.
And so he was selling mini bikes, and then they expanded to the building down where actually you owned the old John Deere carriage factory next to George's there.
Uh-huh.
And so we opened up the motorcycle shop there. And
was it in that building?
It was in that building, majorly. Okay. In that building. We had the repair shop in the back. We had an elevator that went upstairs that hauled every motorcycle upstairs.
That elevator's still working.
And it's still there running.
Yep, I did a few repairs on it. It works like a charm.
Yep, I ran it every day four or five times a
day. It was very different. It was cool, but you could tell it was engineered by farmers, I think.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, it was great. It had that big pedal on it. You stuck on it. It had a clutch on it. I mean, you had to know what you're doing.
Safety mechanisms, whatever, as far as a shroud to keep you from falling in the gears.
Easy. Easy on that. All right, here we go. Now, what did you go on to do after that?
Well, after that, we moved it from there over into where the municipal building is. And the Honda shop was there for many years with the Yamaha. We did have BMW at one time. But one day, the three-wheeler evolution came to an end. The government outlawed them, and we found ourselves out of business.
Yeah.
And my dad got offered a deal by Honda to buy him out, and he decided to go into the real estate business.
Yeah. And what year was that? Was that in the 80s?
That was like about 1989, I believe. And he bought out
Century 21, right?
Well, no, he started out, he bought out L.L. Anderson.
Oh, he did. L.L.
And then he ended up going into ERA. Then he became Century 21. And then I moved to, from there, working down to Alton and opened up a Century 21 House Center Plus, which then over the crash of the real estate market in 2008, we ended up closing it down, and I moved on to just building houses and remodeling and things like that, which then in turn pushed me into restoring the old building.
I see. Oh, and you opened it up as on the corner of 101 South State is where Terrapin is.
Right, and that was Mike Buendo, who had Mike's Pizza, and
right.
We made it for him in the beginning.
Right, and it was, and then Mike left. He passed away.
Right.
And it sat empty for a while.
Right.
And then you've taken it over. And, you know, when I first went in Terrapin Pizza, I remember, you don't know if you remember telling me, I said, I don't know if you're a restaurant guy, but you sure are a good artist because this place is fantastic. I mean, you did such a good job with it.
Well, we tore it from the bottom, took it apart, and took it all the way to the top. And it was me and a good, great friend of mine, Buford Conrad, that worked together, just the two of us. The only thing we actually had to hire out were the plumbing and some of the electrical and the drywall work. But other than that, we did it all. We hauled 189,000 pounds of debris out of that building.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there was a lot of stuff in there. And you got it looking great. Kind of a music theme of yesterday.
Yes.
What would you say?
Vintage. You know, of course, you know, I'm 65 years old, and, you know, the music that I enjoy are the late 60s, the 70s. And, of course, along the way, I became a Deadhead and have followed my music to countless concerts.
The artwork in the place is quite different. Tell us about that.
Well, Jim and I, one time, we had some pictures of downtown Jerseyville, and he started drawing colors on them just with a marker. And then we had a friend who was knew how to do a lot of photo work, you know, just beautiful work. And we just said, hey, could you take and alter these and create the grainage to get rid of it for as big? Because we made them, some of them are 10 feet long, you know, and the quality of the picture back then was really granulated. So in the end, we added fun to it. We have our logo in almost every photo. Actually, we do. And we just made it fun is what we tried to do.
If you're just joining us now, I have Rick Edwards with Terrapin Place Pizza, and he's talking a little bit about his business and about what's going on. Now, the question, Rick, is why terrapin? A terrapin, of course, is a turtle.
It's
Or what kind? Just tell me, why terrapin?
A toenail turtle.
Toenail.
It has toenails. It has more of a bubbled shell on it. It's not like a water turtle, but turtles are known as classifications. And my grandfather, who more or less raised me, always called a box turtle or any turtle with toenails, he called it a terrapin because he had to quit school when he was like a year old.
Yeah.
To work for the family. His mother had died at birth. His father died early in his life. He had eight brothers and sisters. And so there wasn't, you know, it was a poor time, you know. So, but when he was raising me, we would always hunt and do things. And if the turtles, oh, there's a terrapin, you know. So it stuck with me over time.
All right.
Along with that, after becoming, you know, involved in music and going to shows, and terrapins used to be a huge part of the Grateful Dead and was always known for nobility, longevity. And of course, like everybody around here with building this building, slow and steady wins the race. They say, I've got the slow part down. It only took me like damn near 7 years to build this building and put it together, but it was just me and another person pretty much. So
and we did it right. You wanted to do it right. You're kind of a perfectionist.
I can't help myself. Even when I build something, I can't just let it go. You know, it's even or level or whatever it has to be to work.
Why did you want to go in the restaurant business, especially the pizza business?
Well, it started with Mike coming to me and explaining that his health was poor and he didn't know what he was going to do. And we thought about buying it and taking it over. And then along the way, my sister drug me to a wood-fired pizza place out in Boone, North Carolina. And I had never really eaten a lot of pizza.
Okay.
Because I wasn't a huge fan of pizza until I ate this wood-fired pizza.
Okay.
And so then when
I became a believer.
I became a huge believer in wood-fired pizza. And so
okay, what separates wood-fired pizza from gas oven pizza?
Well, the basic thing is that when you have wood-fired pizza, you're cooking at about 850 degrees to 900 degrees in a wood-fired oven. So your dough has to have hydration. And so when you put it in there, within 3 minutes, it's cooked. So you don't have time to mess around. In fact, it takes you
3 minutes.
3 minutes. It takes you more time to make a pizza because you know, every pizza that we make, we hand stretch. We make all our own dough balls. We prep them ahead of time so they ferment. And this creates a better flavor to the dough. We don't pull them out as a shell and just decorate them with sauce. And we have all top end ingredients in order to give you the flavor profiles that you want, which is so that you can taste every part of the pizza. We don't overload it. We don't stick a ton of sausage and everything. We make it so that you try every part of the pizza.
I see.
And so when it cooks, it puffs because of that moisture that's in there. Once it hits that deck at 850 degrees, poof, it happens. And so if you're messing around and you're not paying attention, you got a burnt pizza, you're doing it again.
But it only takes 3 more minutes.
Yeah, only 3 more minutes. Well, 5 to fit, you know. But we really work hard at trying to create a product that, you know, every pizza is a piece of art that we hope that we put in and take out. You know, we've had great success with people coming right to the counter before they leave and tell us, wow, that's the best pizza I've ever had.
Well, it is a great pizza for sure. Brenda and I, we love your pizza and we really love your bar. We always eat at the bar and it's very intimate, low key, you know, kind of like me, you know, I really like it.
Well, it was originally going to be a coffee shop, you know, when we started.
Oh, it was.
And it took me so long that, of course, 2 coffee shops were built in town. And I was like, well, wait a minute here. I think we're going to have to change this. And Teresa wasn't really hip on me having a bar because
wife is hip on her husband having a bar. I can tell you that.
And so by the time we realized that having a coffee shop in competition with 2 others just wasn't practical and that, you know, we were wanting to have something where people could come and enjoy a nice cocktail or a nice drink and not feel like they were really in that much of a bar. I mean, a nice feeling of comfortable, just feel comfortable.
Yes.
With the back porch.
So what are some things that set you apart from not only, I mean, just from bars in general, bars and restaurants? How are you a little bit different? There's plenty of them out there, but how are you different?
Well, we don't open till 4.
Okay.
We're not really set up to stay late night. We want you to come and enjoy a nice drink with your meal. We're not looking at pushing, you know, hundreds of drinks out the door. We just want you to come and enjoy a nice cocktail. You know, we have some really nice wines
You have some nice beers on tap.
Have some nice beers on tap. So, you know, it's, you know, we have about, you know, we have six tap beers. So, you know, it's not like we've got 20, you know, we think we have something for you. Then we carry bottled beer behind the counter. But the real idea is, you know, I've got a great bartender, Jim Shell. You know, a lot of people know him. He does a really good job.
He is a class act.
And so he's really created a following. But, you know, we do stay later, you know, if the crowd is there. But it's not something that we try to, you know, stay late for.
And you have the dining room out front.
Right.
You have a nice bar, nice, cozy, quaint bar area. And then you also have the back porch area, which is kind of coming into its own right now. You getting a little action off of it?
Yeah, I mean, last night on Saturday night, we had a bunch of gals get on the swing and sit there and get their pictures. There's a 6-8 person fire bar in the middle that's got a 4-foot fire rail. The wall's got a 85-inch TV on it, but which we don't do sports. We do music and things that have you know, scenery photos and things like that to keep people more engaged on them, you know,
each other
instead of,
yeah,
you know, spending time watching, you know, the wife's doing this, the husband's in the game or whatever.
You know what?
It could be vice versa.
You know, we spend so much time of our life looking at screens anyway. I mean, you have some nice big screens, but it's not a focal point.
No, it's just a background image thing. It's meant so that people do spend time. We had a birthday party there the other night that there was like 35 people, and I don't think I saw one of them really spend time looking at the TV. They were they were engaged with, you know, the kids and the
good
adults
concept.
Around them.
Good concept. So you have great pizzas, and then you have a couple good salads. What do you have salad?
We got a Greek and a Caesar.
Okay.
We have them both in a large and a small. We also have some really great wood-fired wings, blackened.
Those are good.
And
I like those.
We bake them. We don't have oil. We don't fry anything.
No frying.
We just introduced a new Cuban sandwich. We're going to have a wrap on the way. We want to try to keep it simple, but, you know, we're still, you know, we want you to be able to come in and enjoy several different options. We have pasta. We have a really great mac and cheese with bacon. We have an old-time goulash like my grandmother used to make, which we use. A lot of people, we've got seafood pasta. So you've got quite a few options, even at trying to keep it simple.
And you have the theater right across the street, which is nice.
We have people come in and go, well, we're going to the theater. Can you get us in? And usually anybody coming between 4 and 5, 5:30, it's bam. You know, it's just the dinner rush that always gets us held up a little.
But you can always see the movie and eat afterwards.
Right. Or before. Just,
and come a little earlier. You know, I mean, it's not like eating at fast food. I mean, enjoy yourself. Take your time. Converse. That's what it's all about.
Slow down a little before you walk in instead of rush.
So what are your hours?
We open at 4 to 9 on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then we're open from 4 to 10 on Friday and Saturday. And the bar, like I say, depending on, you know, how many people are there, you know, it can stay open later. But, you know, we're really excited on the new warmer weather for the back porch, because that's where a lot of people like to eat.
Yes. We have a big Rock the Block concert coming up. City of Jerseyville's putting it on, and it's right behind you, right in the parking lot.
Exactly. It's going to be May 31st. It's a Friday. And Maddie Shell is going to be here. And I'm telling you, folks, if you haven't had a chance to check her out, you need to show up. You're going to get such a delight of a local person who has really done very, very well.
Yes, she's done well. She played for us a couple times at Georgia's years ago, and she's very good, very talented. She plays all over St. Louis, and I'm sure she's traveling, you know.
Oh, playing. Yeah, I think this is her third CD release kind of party that they're going to try to throw here, so this is something big coming out for her also.
Yeah, and she does kind of country.
Between a little bluegrass, you know, she's got Allman Brothers, and she actually just finished doing a deal back a little ways at the Ryman Auditorium, an Allman Brothers tribute where actually Dickie Betts and some of them were at and performed. So just amazing, an amazing young lady.
Rick, it's been so good to have you in today. It's like old times. You got anything you want to add to this interview for anybody?
I just want to thank everybody in Jerseyville for giving us a shot, and we want to welcome you to come and try us out. I want to thank you, Chris, for having me in today and giving me any opportunity. And I'm sure that I will find a way to be available for other times. If you want to have a chit-chat, we can do that.
All right. Well, mark down Saturday, May 31st.
Friday,
May 31st. And come early, stay late. Should be a great time. Better come early.
Yeah, better come early.
It's going to be crowded.
I believe it starts about 6 o'clock is what the actual time of the but, you know, get there early to get a place, afraid.
Yeah, but come anytime, Wednesday through Saturday. Go to the show. Just make an evening of it, a great evening.
Treat yourself to something special.
Yeah, something different. Well, thanks again, Rick. You take care.
All right. Thank you, Chris.